It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
Right now, we have a trending report. Bright Katie, what is going on locally?
Yeah, there's actually this scam going around that we need to tell people about because it is a text that you get from, quote, the city of Denver.
Uh-oh.
About an unpaid parking ticket. And it is not legit, but it totally looks legit. It has the banner for the city of Denver across the top. Like, it looks like you owe them some money. Yeah, exactly. And the city of Denver's come out and said it does not use text messages to alert people. So if you have an outstanding parking ticket, a text message is not how they're going to let you know about it. So if you receive a text message from the city of Denver that says you owe us money for a parking ticket, don't do it.
It's also up there with the UPS has your package at a warehouse, and we've been trying to get a hold of you.
Which
those
also
ones,
looks very official.
It does. Like, it totally does. The USPS ones.
Yeah.
I got 50 billion of those texts during the holiday season.
Yes.
It was so annoying.
Really coming after you, buddy.
They are, man.
He's like, he's one of these times.
50 billion.
He's going to click
50
it.
50 billion, Jeremy.
The way that they make these look so legit, I feel bad for the people who fall for it. So again, city of Denver, they're not texting you about your parking tickets. Let's talk about some good news because the Garden of the Gods is on Google's year-end top hiking places.
Oh,
so,
I have never been. I've lived here my entire life.
What?
I've never been to the Garden of the Gods.
Oh, I like that place.
The things you don't do here.
I know.
It's crazy to
me.
And
I think to me it's just kind of like, okay, I've seen pictures. Meh.
No, that's something you have to go check out in person.
Do I have to?
I've been there only one time and it was kind of busy. I think I'd like to go the next time I go.
You're not really selling it for me now.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that if you like to go, you should go on an off kind of, like, don't go on a weekend.
Like now.
Go right now.
Now.
Like, exactly.
You guys got the rest of the show. I'm going to bounce.
Like a
you ever seen
Tuesday.
The kissing camels over there?
Oh, so cool.
Jeremy, they're
pardon
kissing.
Pardon me?
The kissing camels.
You have to. But it actually, Garden of the Gods passed Rocky Mountain National Park as the top hiking spot in the state.
People love rocks, man.
They do. They sure do.
Rocks still look like camels.
Do you know what it is kind of similar to, Jeremy, is the little Utah route you went. Now, it's not.
All through Moab?
It's not like
not that
grand.
Scale.
It's not, but it's like a mini version of that.
Okay.
The Red Rock and the, you know, it looks like the moon kind of or Mars.
And there's a little arch there. I remember an arch. It's not quite the Moab arch, but there's a little arch of rocks.
Well, maybe this summer when it's warm.
Yeah.
There you go.
The
not
rattlesnakes?
Too warm, though.
Is there rattlesnakes?
There are absolutely rattlesnakes.
There's rattlesnakes in Moab.
Not at Park Meadows Mall. I'd go hike around that. Give me a Cinnabon and go into Hot Topic.
Food court, too. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, but definitely a place to check out here in Colorado. This is a neat story out of Arvada. Did you see cops there are issuing free air tags to reduce car theft?
Because
that's cool. It's a big issue, obviously, cars being stolen. Colorado ranks like third in the nation for car theft, which is not good. So Arvada's like, we're trying to do what we can. They have issued free air tags, especially to people who have certain cars, like the Hyundai Elantra is one of them, I know, because my kiddo has it. But they're going to let you have this air tag for free. The downside is the popo knows where you're at, right? So there's that. If you're okay with letting them know, if you've got nothing to hide.
Oh, so it's only hooked to their devices?
Right? Well, obviously yours as well, but you have in order for it to work, you have to let them know where you're at all times, you know?
No, that's not how it works.
The air tags?
The air tags? No,
yes.
You just connect it to your phone, and then you can go onto your Find My, and then
They need the access.
Can you do that?
That's why they're saying if you want to do it, they need the access to where your car is at all times.
But can't you just tell them?
Well, that's that discourages the point. Like, the point is so they can see where it's at.
No, but you can tell them. If it's on your phone, they don't need access to that.
They need
is that true?
Kids,
it's a part of
kids.
The story.
I don't think
kids.
So.
They need access to your car. They also put a sticker on your car.
I'm not doing
car.
That then.
Exactly.
Just go get your own air tag.
That's why people don't want to do it.
This is a dumb story.
They put a sticker on your
car.
What does
the
sticker say?
On your car that says this
we know where
vehicle
you are.
Is being monitored
is under
by
surveillance.
The Arvada Police Department. Do not steal it. So they're hoping these things will deter
I don't
thefts.
Like that. They don't need to know where I'm at.
Well, that's the point
go
of the
buy
story.
Go buy your own air tag then. And then if it does get stolen, you look on your phone and then you call the police and say, hey,
and you say,
it's at the
it
Garden
is.
Of the Gods.
Okay, well.
They're on a hike.
They're trying to do one step further and access where your car's at.
I don't know if I'd like that either.
I don't like that
at
all.
You're going to like this.
I don't
another
like
Chris
it.
Stapleton concert.
There we go. God, I love that guy.
Me too. Can we go, Jer?
When's he coming? It's like August something.
Yeah, so he'll be here August 22nd already, which is a Friday, and now they've added a Saturday show for August 23rd. So
Jeremy,
well,
be
if
a
we're
happening
still
weekend.
Working here, I'm going to try to get tickets to the suite.
Yeah. It's at Impact, or no, it is at Ball Arena. You're right. It's at Ball Arena. Both of these shows.
Oh my God. Saturday night. You and me, buddy. Let's go.
Saturday night's better, yeah, because Fridays we're up early. And
yeah. So I'm sleepy at that time.
I am sleepy. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad
okay,
you two
Katie.
Could plan a night.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
All right. And an update on a story that we had about a poor older gentleman who dropped 40 children off the side of the road in Castle Rock.
Oh, that poor old
guy. We remember this happening when he was driving the bus, and he's like, I just got overwhelmed. There was kids in the back, and they wouldn't shut up, so I just pulled over
and
like dropped
80.
Him off. He's
80 something.
He probably shouldn't have been driving the bus, to be honest.
Well, and he was filling in for somebody. We're finding out a lot of this.
It was one
normal.
Actual grandpa.
He was a substitute bus driver, and his day went wrong.
And he made
so
a mistake.
Now we're finding out that he's actually facing 3 counts of misdemeanor child abuse.
He is.
So
somebody's going to
see it's looking
Can't
like
Can't you
he's
just
gonna...
chalk it up to an old guy making an innocent mistake?
Well, I think that's kind of their defense, too, is like he didn't intentionally mean.
And nobody got hurt.
I have dementia.
The children got home fine,
the children
right? Everybody's
fine.
Safe. Then just relieve him of his duties and say, don't ever come here
again. Do it again. Yeah. So we will have to be watching this to see where it goes.
I hate this, too.
It is back in the news.
I hate this, too.
Because I'm sorry to bring you such bad...
And if I recall...
Chris Stapleton has two shows.
I believe when we were talking about this, we had a few people message in that knew this guy, and they said behind the scenes, he's like one of the greatest...
Yeah.
He was a
old
really
man
nice
ever,
guy.
Really. Yeah. And he stepped up during snowstorms and helped plow.
He has helped
and
so many people.
He made an innocent little mistake.
Yeah.
The kids are fine. Just tell your kids to toughen up a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't sue the guy.
So that's the latest.
I'm all fired up now.
He did it on like a warm day, too. He chose a nice day to drop the kids off.
It was fine.
It was like an August day. Yeah, it wasn't.
It's not like he tossed them all cigarettes and said, here.
It was in November, but still. Like,
yeah,
it's
November.
Still
it was warm. Hey,
it's Colorado.
It was like unseasonally warm in November.
It was.
Okay? I remember that.
I don't like this at all. That poor guy.
Well, tell me something we like.
There we go. My girlfriend did so good yesterday, you guys. So good. Sweet Carrie Underwood. She went in there to the rotunda and was going to do America the Beautiful at the inauguration, and the music started glitching out. And it felt like an eternity.
Dude.
With everybody stand there. I didn't time it.
I couldn't
take it. It was
probably
30 seconds, you know?
It was so bad.
I was like, oh, no. And I saw her nostrils flaring a little bit. Like, she was like, oh, God, here we go.
Yeah.
Anyway, she mouthed over to somebody, I can just sing it. And then she encouraged everyone to sing along with her. And... damn, she's good, you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful for spacious
Everybody
skies,
now.
For amber waves of gray.
It's almost better this way, honestly.
It was good.
For purple mountain majesties.
Wow.
You know what my favorite part? My favorite part about that whole thing was the wide camera angle and all of the government officials behind her. I wanted to see who was mouthing it and who wasn't, to see who knew the lyrics and who didn't know the lyrics.
Yeah, you could tell. Right. Like,
oh, you can tell when people don't
I've
know
never
the
heard
lyrics.
This.
There's but a reason she won American Idol. She did a great job.
Oh, she's so
she
good.
Did a great she job. Did. The acoustics in that room are phenomenal.
Amazing.
And, you know, it was just one of those moments, too, where it was like I felt like everybody was kind of united.
Yeah.
In that, you know, what is this song? 60 seconds, roughly.
Yeah.
That she sang. And it was just, it was beautiful.
It was good.
Anyway, so I talked to her about it before I left the house today. I was like, you know what? Again, you did great yesterday.
Yeah,
you
really
did a really
did.
Good job. So she's like,
you
thanks.
And Care Bear? Jer Bear and Care Bear?
Jeez. Do you see the story coming out?
What?
I think the Daily Mail said she had a little hissy fit or something
I wasn't going to touch on that. There's
no?
People just gossip. You think she really had a hissy fit behind the scenes? Beyonce got more time than I did.
I don't know. That's what, yeah.
Nah.
You don't think so?
I bet she was a little irritated by the sound system, but... I saw her at the little after party and stuff. She seemed happy. She was chatting with everybody and everything was
Did you
good.
See the sound system also failed for Billy Ray Cyrus too?
Oh God.
Thank
yeah,
goodness.
Like his
Thank
song.
God, yeah.
I don't
That's
know why
good
he was
news.
Up there. But he couldn't sing his Achy Breaky Heart, so he tried to improvise. It did
not good,
go as well as Carrie's did.
So good.
He's not quite as talented.
What else from the inauguration? Oh, the hat. Melania's hat.
Oh, the Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar, right?
Yeah.
You could only see
like
the
I wanted to hide all
face.
My beef. Like the minute I saw her, I was like, "What is happening?"
Excuse me. What else is going on? All the tech bros were there yesterday, which was kind of neat to see. I was sitting there watching it, and I was adding up all of their net worths with Nick Knack. I was like, wow, there's like over $1 trillion worth of people sitting right there.
Wow.
And then Zuckerberg. Old Zuckerberg.
Yep.
Taking a peek at Bezos's fiance.
I mean, he was right there.
Hilarious.
Literally, like, hilarious.
I mean,
if I was sitting where he was, I probably also would have glanced. I'm just saying.
I mean, when you're wearing that too, you're just like asking
and
for people to look right.
She does.
She's
like,
beautiful.
She is gorgeous.
And she had the low cut with the lingerie there underneath. Yeah. It's like Zuckerberg is just human.
Just a guy. Like,
oh my God,
just a guy.
Would you look at that? That's something. What else is going on? I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that. Oh, tonight's going to be a good night to look up at the sky and make a wish. There's a rare event going on tonight where six planets are going to all align. We got Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. Straight line. And Earth. We'll throw in Earth.
Well,
so what do you do with that? It's a planet parade tonight. What do we do with that?
Well, it happens every once in a while because they're cyclical. So,
I don't know. What do we do, though?
Is it that rare?
Katie, you're into all this.
You manifest.
Foo-foo stuff?
Yeah, you wait until they all align. You get into a yoga position, and then you manifest.
Put one leg behind your head.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just the om.
No, I like a starfish one where you just lay down.
Om.
Oh, it's so nice.
No, you have to put your hands up because that brings
you. Put your hands up?
Yeah, you put your palms up.
So you connect with the planets.
Exactly. Like, you get good energy and you give good energy in and out of your palms. Like, that's how it works.
I didn't know my palms were the key to harnessing the universe's energy.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Where's my little graphic here? I want to tell you guys about this coming out of Men's Health. It's the worst food in America. They did an eat this, not that list. They're talking about a Baskin-Robbins 32-ounce chocolate Oreo shake. It has 2,600 calories.
Oh, jeez.
Josh, oh. 135 grams of fat, 1,700 milligrams of sodium.
Ugh.
The fat is 208% of your daily intake. The saturated fat is almost 300% of your daily intake. 333 grams of carbs.
What is this?
Jeez.
They compared it to like eating 49 Oreo cookies, 20 bowls of Fruit Loops, 59 strips of bacon in terms of saturated fat.
I can do that.
Almost 60 strips of bacon are within this Baskin Robbins shake. Isn't that nutty?
So I looked at this earlier and it said there were crustaceans in there. Is that real?
Wait a minute, what?
In that shake, it said that there were,
now I don't want it anymore.
In the facts, the food facts.
I didn't see that.
There was crustaceans in there. And I was like, what part of the shake is crustaceans?
Like crab?
Like crab.
Or like crab.
I don't know if it's like something for
crab
preservatives
legs.
Or whatever, but it said crustaceans.
Wonder if they extract something from like.
That's what, for like preservatives.
From the crabs.
That is, or lobster or whatever.
Ugh.
Like any type.
Anyway.
Weird,
drinking
man.
That? Katie would drink it all day long.
I don't know.
Like I don't know.
No.
I don't either, Katie.
If you didn't know about all that, you would be like,
no,
let's get an
ice cream
Oreo
isn't
shake.
My favorite.
Oh, really?
Like, no, ice cream isn't. I go for sherbet, honestly.
Sherbet.
I do.
All right, good to know. Facebook is where you can find our clickbait. Jeremy, Katie, Josh on the FB. Two things you can check out on there this morning. This hack that your iPhone can do now, if you have a new piece of clothing and you pull out the tag and you're wondering how to wash it, there's always those little weird washing symbols and things on there that you know nothing about. You can point your phone at it now, take a picture of it, and it'll tell you what all those little symbols mean on your laundry. So all four of you that are interested in that can take a look at that. And then a video of a guy who's clipping his toenails while waiting at the gate for his flight.
Oh, no. Ugh.
Which one will you click on this morning? It's on our Facebook, ugh. Jeremy,
what?
Katie, Josh on the FB.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.